was on radio being interviewed on the oncoming conference, what you call it, first conference to be hosted by South Africa or by the continent. Yes, the telecoms international conference of some kind. Very important conference. We've also received an invitation to the conference. I've since submitted it to the chair, the house chair, requesting that members be allowed to attend the conference, because I think it's a very important conference for this committee to attend. I'll make a follow-up with the chair. I've also received a call from Ms. Killian. I told her not to come to the meeting. She's not well. She's off sick. I actually said to her I would prefer that she doesn't really come to Parliament, because her situation can just get worse. So I requested her not to attend. You know, lives of members and colleagues are very important. They push members to attend, they treat them if they are not well. My view is that they should recover. So she was diagnosed with pneumonia. Yes. And some of these things are not well managed, especially even the offices that we are using, the rooms that we are using here, main house, this can be extremely cold. So when you are caught up in that situation, the best thing is really to stay home, stay in bed, and recover sufficiently. Because you have only one life. If anything happens to you, it's your family and your kids and everyone that you are in life will continue. So anybody among us here, when you feel you are not well, and your doctors advise you, I will never force anybody to get work when you are not well. Your life is very, very important. I also received a few requests from members with regards to the CETA matter. Formal letter came from Madame Shin, and I got a phone call from other colleagues, and I then learned that Home Affairs will be meeting CETA at 10. So I am going to request that we adjourn at 10. We've already arranged with the Home Affairs portfolio that we go, instead of attending our own meeting with CETA, that we actually join them at 10 o'clock in their meeting with CETA, Home Affairs and CETA, to look at matters that are happening, and hopefully during that meeting I'll request that members should ask all the necessary questions, get every information. That meeting is at M314. So I can go and join that meeting and then come back to our meeting. Here are your advice, thank you. And what are the other housekeeping matters? Nothing. Obviously, today we are meeting to look at the bill before us. Iganba bill. Did I welcome everybody? No, I just went into the matters. But yeah, welcome to everyone. To my colleagues in the portfolio, officials of the department, and from other entities. We will immediately jump into discussions with regards to the bill that is before us. We have received very little submissions for the Iganba bill. There were four, from Usiso Ntombela, who does not support the amendment for the introduction of the new entity, and another one from Ali Makado, who also is the beneficiary of the NIFA, and he also has his views that he thinks that we shouldn't interfere with the existing with the NIFA as such. And then there's a submission from Natala, who supports the proposal and hopes that it must be taken through to rural communities. And there's another one from nothing substantive has been raised. And I guess members have had a look at there's one from there's no better than
whether we've done
what we needed to do in terms of advising communities about the bill that is serving before ourselves. For those who would follow the issue of public participation and consultation, I think in the cases of the Doctors Without Borders, based on the Speaker, Parliament, the President, Matatiel issue, I think the Constitutional Court ruled on the two matters, if I am correct, and another third matter, I can't remember which one it is, about sufficient public participation. And my view is that we've sent the details to everyone and we've given people opportunities. If we pass that test, I think it is then appropriate that we delve into the bill. But I'd like to hear members' views and other things that are relevant and current on the matter of adoption. Do the floor, madam.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I'm very disappointed in the public participation, people who have actually bothered to respond to this. We had a whole pile of written submissions in May that were forwarded to us. Only one of the co-labs actually submitted any comment at all. That was the Western Cape. None of the others have submitted any reason at all as to why we should actually support this bill. There's been no response, I can see, from this, and obviously there's a huge misunderstanding for those who have used NERISA as a training opportunity, and I can see that they're wanting to protect, their alma mater. But there's obviously, among them, a huge misunderstanding of where broadcasting is going, and don't actually understand the bigger picture. But I find it unacceptable that none of the co-labs is here. I would like to interrogate some of these people on their submissions. I don't think that we should waste any money going around the provinces. That really would be an absolute waste of time. And I would like to know whether the co-labs, who obviously are the direct beneficiaries of this legislation, didn't bother to come here, and whether we can actually invite them to come and justify why they should continue to be funded by the taxpayer.
Any other taker? I don't know whether I agree with you, Madam Shin, but inviting them, we can. People have a right to exercise whether they want to respond or not, because it wasn't a question of you are directed to respond to this mail by day X, or if you fail, thou shalt. It was a question that is this bill that's on the table, make your comments. So I think that would be another route, which is an oversight route that you're talking about, but it's not the law, it's not the law making route. We have a bill in front of us. It is these members that must craft that bill. We can do it without any submission from anybody. If there is none, and that's it. That's our work. You want to come back again? You're on the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Our role as members of Parliament as legislators is to determine, first of all, whether this law is actually necessary. I see nothing here that convinces me that we should actually pass this law. And I would like people who interfere, it is within our rights as legislators, to interrogate the people who benefit from this financially, to actually come and explain to us why we should pass this rule at all. Because otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, it's a waste of money. It costs us close to 100 million rand a year. And I find no compelling reason for it to exist. And I think that we need to interrogate that. We can't just check the constitutional boxes. That's not our job. That's a dereliction of duty. We need to interrogate this thing.
Well, the bill is before members. Members to deal with the bill. What you just said is almost a political statement, Madam Chair. But let's deal with the bill. Let's deal with the content of the bill. And then as we conclude the bill, members can take decisions. informed by the political understanding, you know, political directives, their party positions. And remember, ours is supposed to bill in the House that filed takes the final decision. If we feel that in the process there is no need, we can express our view and take a particular posture, present our posture to Parliament, Parliament can overrule us, and so on and so on. But the bill is before us, it has been processed through other forums, it went to Cabinet, it is before us, and we have to deal with it. And that is my view. The matters, let's deal with that matter as we conclude the desirability of it or not. We can't say it at the beginning. For now, we will have to take the views. Look, if you call for an election, just as an example, and only you are going to come home and vote and no one else votes, you have a vote against the other. You win. You have a member of parliament by one vote. So one word is enough to kickstart a very important process. So that's it. And that's what we will do. And that's what we may need to do. Unless there's anyone else who'd like to come in, because I'd like us just to finish this initial discussion, adjourn, and then come back and look at the work before us. Anyone else who has anything to say? From all sides?
Yes.
Baba?
I think we can't resist the urge to speak if I've been covered already by someone else. But Honorable Shen makes a very valid point. And I think it's that 100 million rand a year is asked for by this organization, and the people who are the benefits and the beneficiaries of this largesse are not here. They've shown no interest in this bill. They've shown no interest in presenting why this bill should be passed. And I hope Professor Carson will convey this to the members of the COLAS that their lack of presence here is a cause for concern.
Thank you. I think
that's
the matter already. I wouldn't want to repeat myself on the matter. Anything else that anyone else would like to raise? Good. We shall adjourn. I don't know for how long. It can be, we'll do an assessment. I don't want us to stay in that meeting forever. But I would like us to take advantage of that meeting and make our inputs where we need to feel it necessary, and at some point, say after an hour or so, or 1.5 hours, I will indicate that time over, we will return back to our meeting. Our meeting is adjourned.